Time now for your letters. Two weeks ago, we heard the second of three stories by our editor, Gwendolyn Tompkins, from New Orleans. She talked about her childhood home and neighborhood in Pontchartrain Park. Many of you responded, including Francis Smith Dean, a Katrina evacuee and former resident of Pontchartrain Park, who wrote, "I also remember those days growing up in the park, as well as being proud of all the milestones that were made by our neighbors. We are fighting to keep what is ours, and we need more stories like this to let others know. There are talks in Congress about not rebuilding our neighborhoods. If it were the Garden District, there would be no thought to this, but it's not the Garden District, it's Pontchartrain Park." About 3 weeks ago, Mike Heidingsfield, the top American civilian trainer of Iraqi police, talked about the feasibility of pulling U.S. forces out of Iraq sooner rather than later. Mr. Heidingsfield agreed with much of Congressman John Murtha's proposal to reconfigure U.S. presence in and around that country, but Mr. Heidingsfield warned against a precipitous withdrawal. Sandy Farnsworth of Northampton, Massachusetts, wrote in to say, "Should we be there? That's not a question to waste time answering now. Our thoughts must be on what we can do to complete the job, and most importantly, what can be done to honor the memories of those we've lost." My essay last week defended this year's White House Christmas card, which has been loudly criticized for saying Happy Holidays and not Merry Christmas. The Happy Holidays controversy caused Carl Voss of Kirkland, Washington to write, "Let's just be all-inclusive and greet each other with Happy Winter. Haven't these PC-ish attempts at trying to please everyone gone a bit too far? I seem to recall a phrase along, 'If you attempt to please everyone, you won't please anyone.'" And we played the Bee Gees song. I started a joke at the end of one of my essays a few weeks ago. I said, "The Bee Gees, if we don't play 'em, who else will?" Well, that prompted Julia Kalman to write, "I listen every Saturday morning from Merida, Yucatan, Mexico, and had to laugh this morning when you said, 'If we don't play the Bee Gees, who will?' Because the Bee Gees are alive and well in the Yucatan. One can purchase any of the Bee Gees tapes, pirate copies, of course, on the street or in the market, and they are always played in restaurants and on the radio. Just another one of those cultural adjustments one makes here." Did someone say cultural adjustment? We live for that. Write early. Write often. Come to NPR.org, find the link that says Contact Us. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And a happy winter to all, although we recognize and respect the fact that for our listeners in Australia, South America, and some parts of Asia and Africa, it's happy summer.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.